Hey, you guys, this is Jade Hooper with the Why the Hell Not podcast. And today, you guys, we are going to be going over this quote that I saw that seriously is going to just be, I printed it out. It's literally all over my house and it has inspired me so much, you guys. And that quote is, "The world needs who you were meant to be." That is like literally profound. You know, gosh, when I was growing up, I was a little girl. I had a lot of stuff that happened to me that was happening surrounding me, and it was a lot. And I was constantly in these ridiculous, high stress, terrible situations over and over and over and over. And it truly led me to believe that that's number one, how life was supposed to be, but that's how my life was just going to continue to be. And I will never forget being by myself and like just playing pretend and pretending that I was like some Amazon princess outside on the swing set at my grandparents' house, or that like, you know, I had these magical powers, just being a kid and using my imagination, but truly, or like a famous singer or like a famous ice skater, just like something. And I just always thought and believed deep down inside that I was meant for so much. And, you know, leaving my home when I was 18 years old, meeting Will and us living together, and I was working 3 jobs and going to school, and, you know, and then I became a manager at the salon after I graduated. And I just like kind of saw my life inching closer and closer and closer to this thing that I was meant to be. And I never questioned like, is this it or is this enough? I just felt like it was better than what I had. And so, you know, when this business came into my life, it was because I was at rock bottom. I was in a place where things were so terrible and so bad that literally, even if they were just bad, like a better version of bad, that I would have been willing to accept that. Like, I was in a place where like, I'm just willing to accept anything right now because what's going on is just like not okay. And so when this business came into my life, I just felt two things. I felt deep down inside, like I really think I'm gonna do something here. And then the other part of me was just so excited. You know, if I can just make $200, like, like I can make that work. Kind of doing the same thing I did when I was a kid. If I can just do anything, if I can do, even if things are just a little bit better, it would be worth it. And I realize now that that is just like contentment. Just accepting just a little bit better, because it's just, you know, a mixture of not believing that you can have more, but also like being content with just a little bit more. And after being in this business, this is, you know, going into my 7th year now, I've seen a lot of things and I've had a lot of life. I was 23, a mom of one, you know, and I had a lot of nothing. And so I, over the last 7 years, have been able to be extremely successful. And I have a lot of things now, a lot of time, a lot of freedom. We have an amazing income. I have a lot of kids, like things. We've been to Disney a lot. We've been able to travel and give back and train and grow and promote and do a lot of great things. But again, I found myself having this like contentment. And you guys, what I've learned is if you're not growing, you're dying. If you are not growing, you're dying. And that's where I feel like I've been. I'm good. I'm content. But there was also another part of me that was screaming to grow, but so fearful to claim that I was going to do it again, because I kept saying, how am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to do this? I was getting caught up in the how. Now, what I know from my, you know, first round of, you know, getting to the top of this company is that you are not responsible for the how. It's just you claiming what it is that you want to do and you just get to work. And the how just like happens. The how, you know, is your income producing activities. It's the posting, the messaging, the talking to people, launching your new distributors. I mean, it's doing the things, of course. But like when you have a goal that's just like so big, you're just like, I don't know, your hands are up, you're shaking your head. You're like, I don't even know how this is going to happen. You truly do not know how this is going to happen. But the how is in God. The how is in the magic of, you know, the law of attraction and just putting it out there. And so when I looked at this next round, you know, I'm going to go ambassador again. I'm going to get to the top of the company again with a brand new team, brand new spot. I kept asking myself, how in the world am I going to do this? And what I started to do is I started to not grow. I started to die almost, right? And die off my dreams, be contentment, being in contentment. And I started to then try to convince myself, like, you're older now, you don't know what you're doing, like, you're not good enough anymore. And I just, you don't have as much time, you don't have as much thought process. And I don't know, I just started to convince myself that my contentment and like my fears were okay. And like, this is why I was trying to justify that. But what I've truly learned this year, after having my third baby and picking my family up and moving, you know, to like states away from where we used to live, is that there's, you know, I've been able to just have some quiet time and really just truly understand there's so much more for me out there. And my question was, how am I going to do this again? How am I going to do this again? But I'm going to do it the same way I did the first time. I didn't know what the hell I was doing the first time. I had no idea. I just did it, whatever it was. I didn't overcomplicate it. I just did whatever I could. I tried my best. I stood up, I got up, I did the things. I was the first person to get up in the morning. I was the last person to go to bed. I led my team. I loved them hard and I led. I did the things. And it just ended up happening. And it not only did it happened in a big way, you know, leading me all the way to the number three money earner of the company. And I kind of got to this place where I convinced myself that like I was no longer of value, but no one made that decision other than myself. And so this quote, the world needs who you are meant to be, is saying many things here, but that I'm not even there yet. I haven't even made it. I've done so many things and yet I still have not made it. I had to really sit and think about the fact that, you guys, because I said yes, over the last 7 years, more than 100,000 people have had the opportunity to say yes to a better life, to more time, to more freedom, to more time with their kids, to pay off their debt, to do big things. Now, did some of them quit? Hell yeah, dude. People quit things all the time. Marriage, workouts, diets. I mean, people do not stay committed. But there are thousands and thousands of women and men who have said yes because I did. And so I realized that if I held myself back from that next step because I'm scared of the how, or because I'm afraid that I'm not enough or whatever, I am holding back the next 100,000 lives changed. Wouldn't that be tragic? Wouldn't that be terrible? The world needs who you were meant to be. You have not made it. And maybe you're sitting here and maybe things are a little bit better. You got started in this business and you're making $100 and you're like, crap, that's more than I ever expected. Like, you're content, but you're also afraid of throwing yourself out there and really truly like listening to your intuition of who you believe that you're supposed to become, because you're just scared of how in the heck it would even be possible. But you guys, it works makes the impossible possible all the time. And you were meant to do that. If you're thinking it, you are meant to do it. So you guys, I want to encourage all of us today. You find that quote, go on Pinterest, find that quote, print it out, put it in your car, put it on the back of your phone, put it in your bedroom, your bathroom, wherever you need to put it. I want you to look at this and I want you to marinate in that every day. And I want that to be just a little bit of gasoline on your fire, that even though you're tired, even though you're exhausted, even though you're stressed, even though you're sad, you're happy, whatever state that you are in, that you are not going to work based upon your feelings or your feelings of motivation, that you're going to work on your feelings of commitment, because you've committed to doing something big and that you deserve it and your family deserves it. And who your family is around, the impact to them, they deserve it. And the next 100,000 people, you don't even know, 10 years from now, because you said yes, the ripple effect that's going to happen, all because you said yes, those people deserve it. Trust me. If I
if I looked back at when I started and if I would have quit, not only would that have changed my everything for my family, we would not have anything that we have now. That would have changed the lives of the 7 ambassador diamonds on my team, the 20-something presidential diamonds. I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens of women who've been able to make a 6-figure income per year, what it's done for them, paying off debt, having their dream homes, being able to have cars that start food on the table. It would take that all away. Sometimes we don't understand the magnitude of our fears and our capabilities, but you guys, it's that simple. I love you guys so much, and I hope you're inspired by this today. Find that quote, put it in your stories, tag me in it, tell me what it means to you, you guys, and this is your year. Stop getting focused and wound up in the how, and just do the things and do your best every single day. Put yourself out there, face your fears, and get outside your comfort zone. Love you guys so much.